Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome to the Somewhat Normal Podcast. Mercedes and JC here, back for another episode. And thank you guys for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Real quick, before we get things started here, I see this debate because 'tis the season of pies, all kinds of pies, apple pies, pumpkin pies, and pecan pies? Or do you call them pecan pies?
Or pecan.
Or pecan.
I say pecan. You want a pecan pie?
Wait, whoa, you say it with the emphasis on the P instead of the con.
Yeah, pecan.
Oh my gosh, you just said it different.
I know, that's the thing. When we do these things, my mind goes stir crazy here. I'm at the store, I see the pie, I call my wife, hey, do you want a pecan pie?
Pecan.
Pecan.
Okay, I call my husband, hey, do you want a pecan pie?
Pecan?
I say pecan. This new survey asked people, and the results solve literally nothing. 50.54% of people say pecan, like me, and then 49.46 vote for pecan or pecan. What did you say?
Hey, do you want a pecan pie?
You say it like a combination of the two. That's so weird.
I mix it up every time. Every time is different. You never know.
Yeah, there's so many different variations of it. But yeah, that's the debate of the day. We should have this every week to start off things. What's the debate of the day? And today's debate of the day is pecan, 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 pecan. Pecan or pecan, I don't know. But how do you say it?
It's one of my favorite pies. It's a pie that I didn't get into until just a few years ago. It really is such a delicious pie. I love the nuts on top. I think it's an extra little treat when you get those nuts. It's a really good pie.
That's my least favorite pie. I cannot stand pecan pie. I just feel like it's too smushy. I can't do it. And it's too sweet almost.
It's very sweet.
Too much. But yeah, next week's debate is the best pie. So.
Let's bring in samples next Friday to taste.
Yeah. I'm not going to turn that down. Not right? at all. It's Friday the 13th. So a lot of people look at Friday the 13th, if you're superstitious, as a bad luck day. A lot of people I'm finding are changing that, though, and looking at it as a good luck day. And today I woke up and I was just a little uneasy because I thought, you know, the last time we had a Friday the 13th, it was back in March. And that was the day that things started shutting down. Quarantine happened. I never forget that day. I just had a weird feeling when we got off the air based on all the news reports and stuff. And I went to the grocery store. I never go to the grocery store. My husband always shops. And I just bought a bunch of stuff just because I was like, I don't know. I feel like something weird's going to go down. And then the kid's school called and said, you're going to take a couple weeks off. We'll go through spring break and then we'll come back. And they never went back.
And so, yeah, that was the lockdown leading into spring break. I remember that Friday. It was a cold day, too. And I remember the same thing. I left here, and I was supposed to do something for Channel 8 that afternoon in a crowded environment. And I remember talking to our producer, like, can we skip it? And she's like, yeah, you can skip it if you want. I'm like, okay, cool. Same thing. Went to the grocery store, loaded up. Grocery stores are really crowded, stocked up. And the original lockdown was just supposed to be those 2 weeks. We can do 2 weeks. I remember sis like telling kids, though, too, this is not like a longer spring break. This is not like a snow day where you go outside and get to play. You need to focus on your schooling and get things done. And then there we were, what, until May? June, when things were slowly starting to get lifted?
No, they never went back.
No. I mean, like, as far as, like, businesses reopening reopening and stuff. Yeah.
The kids never went back, though. They went through summer, and then they never went back here in fall. Well, some of them did, but Clark County Schools here in Las Vegas, Nevada did not. So, yeah, I was thinking about that. So 8 months ago, That's when it started. Has your life changed a lot in 8 months? Has it stayed the same? How has your life changed in the past 8 months?
For me, my wife, she would always travel for work. And the term she uses is that she's been grounded. She's not traveling right now for work. And so we went like a good year, maybe a year and a half, where she was traveling at least every other week for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden, she's home all the time. I think it brought us closer together, her being home all the time. And it was an adjustment at first because she was used to going on the road. And she did enjoy her travels and going to different cities. And then she was at the house and we weren't leaving the house. And it brought us closer together. It really did.
I think that if you're looking at the silver lining to this whole pandemic, that a lot of people could agree on that. It's just... And on the other side, there's probably more disagreements and you're locked in together. But I would say the same thing. I just feel like I've really enjoyed this family time, whereas I would always be running around. My husband be running around. The kids would have stuff. I'm sad that those things are not going on, but I'm also grateful for the time. And I know I've said it before. I feel like it's really shown all of us, like, who are your friends? Like, think about who's been your quarantine crew and who... If you're selective about who you hang out with, I've noticed like that I got closer with those people. And then also like in the 8 months, man, like my husband lost his job. Then he got his job back. And then we totally demolished our downstairs and then it got fixed again. The kids have been home and that makes me sad. They haven't been playing their sports. But yeah, it's like the... It's like the 5 years-est 8 months that I've ever spent. Doesn't it seem like five years?
It really does. And like for us too, normally we would not do a summer vacation because my wife would be traveling for work and we'd normally take off around 2 weeks in July for the radio show, but she'd be traveling or something and maybe I'd shoot back home for a couple of days. Well, this year, right around 4th of July, stuff started to open back up as far as traveling and places to go and hotels. So we went on our first like true vacation that wasn't revolving around seeing family or a horse show. And we went to Wyoming and we went up there for a week, just did a road trip, rented a car, packed it up and went up there. And it was awesome. It was an amazing trip. And I guarantee you, if it wasn't for the quarantine and shutdown, we wouldn't have done that vacation.
How about mentally? How are you? Like, how's your mental health for these past 8 months? If we do a little check in here,
mental health, there's ups and downs, definitely been some downtimes, but overall I'm good. I'm in a really good spot. When that first lockdown started, I wanted to better myself. I'm like, okay, when this is all said and done, how can I come out a better person? And I really dove deep into some, there was a program called 75 Hard and it was kind of a mental physical transformation. And I went the 75-day program. And I did it and I finished it and I came out of that thing feeling really good about myself mentally and physically as well. And it's funny, I've gone back a couple times since then and tried to do it and I can't do it. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I did it the first time. I've gone a couple times and gotten 6 days, 7 days and then failed, waited a couple weeks, tried to restart it and it failed. But I did that during lockdown. It really made me a better person.
That's great.
What about you?
It's been a challenge. I would love to say I've come out of it a better person. I think I've come out a stronger person, but mentally it's been hard. I've had a lot of problems with like my anxiety just going through the roof and, yeah, it's been tough. I try to do everything I can to like, take a break and reset, but it's piqued my anxiety for sure. I just keep thinking about how things have changed and what needs to be done. And it's tough.
And it's hard too when you're down there on the strip or seeing businesses that closed and friends that have lost jobs and family members that have lost jobs. And we're still trying to recover from this thing. It's insanity is what it is.
Yeah. So do that 8 month check-in with yourself. See how you're feeling. What has changed for the better, for the worse? How are you mentally? And if you're not in a good place, and believe me, like a lot of us are right there with you, reach out to someone. That's been the thing that's helped me more than anything is like having the few people that I can actually like talk to with no judgment. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you have that in your life. And if you don't, hey, we're here. I am happy to be here for you. I know you would do the same thing for people. Reach out. You can find us on social media. It's tough. And sometimes all you need is just someone to listen. Sometimes that's all it takes.
In fact, here's my phone number, 702-423-2436. Let's see if anybody's gotten to this far in the podcast. You can call or text right now, and I'll let you know if anybody texts me.
All right. Well, that's it for the Somewhat Normal podcast. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.